The Daffodil, written and read by Louise. The cold wind blew across the garden. Deep down below the frost, the daffodil was curled up safe and warm inside its bulb. Gradually, the earth became warmer. The daffodil could feel life stirring all around it. A clump of leaves tentatively peeped above the dark earth. Sunlight caught the tips. They felt its warmth and pushed up further into the light. Soft spring rains fell. The leaves absorbed the water and swelled, growing taller and taller towards the sun. The daffodil slowly pushed its way upward on a stem to join the clump of leaves. They were growing straight and tall. The stem grew till it was as tall as the leaves, but the daffodil stayed folded up in the bud until it was sure it was safe to unfurl. The warm sun rays touched the bud's outer coat, and the morning dew gave it moisture. Gradually and silently, the bud opened up. The flower turned to face the sun as it opened wider and wider. Five golden petals spread out, and a bright orange cup in the centre stood up to let the light onto the pollen-covered stamens. The buzzing of wings sounded as a bee landed in the orange cup. The flower shook as the insect moved about, filling its pollen sacs. It left, and then there was only the sound of the wind. The wind became stronger, and the beautiful golden petals tossed about. Then came the hail, hitting hard and bouncing off the daffodil and its leaves. They could not return to the warmth and safety of the dark earth. The sun came out again and melted the hailstones. The air became still, and once more the golden flower stood straight and tall, soaking up the sun's warmth. At night, the sun disappeared, and the air was sometimes as black as the earth, but often pale spring moonlight caressed the flower as it bathed in its light. The rain came, soaking the earth and pelting the leaves, but it was warm rain, and the daffodil gratefully soaked up the fresh water. One fine spring day, someone came and cut the stem. The daffodil was separated from its leaves and bulb. It was gathered into a bunch with other daffodils and taken into a house. They were put into a vase with water and placed on a shelf. For several days they stayed there. People looked at them and said how beautiful they were. They were out of the wind and the rain, but they missed the warmth of the sun. The petals began to feel limp. The stems flopped and the flowers drooped their heads. The beautiful golden petals turned brown and withered. Human hands took them out of the vase and threw them outside on a compost heap. Now the sun's warmth decayed them as they blended into the earth and became part of the rich, dark soil. Another bulb was hidden away, the earth wrapped round it, protecting it till it felt the stirring of spring, and another beautiful golden daffodil was waiting to grow into the light.